The center-right Czech government is holding intense last-minute negotiations to secure support for a fiscal reform package that the prime minister has staked his political future on. The cabinet holds just 100 seats in the 200-member lower house, and due to a number of last-minute snags, support for the reforms is far from certain. Daniela Lazareva has the story.
The government's fiscal reform package aims to cut the deficit in public finances to below 3% of GDP, which is one of the essential criteria for the adoption of the euro, one which the country has so far been unable to fulfill. The scale of this reform package is unprecedented, and if approved, it would affect all areas of life. It cuts benefits to parents on leave, sick pay and other welfare provisions, introduces medical fees, raises sales tax on food and other basic items, and would unify all personal income tax brackets at 15% next year, from up to 32% now. The income tax would be cut further to 12.5% in 2009. The corporate tax would fall to 21% next year, from the present 24%, and eventually to 19% in 2010. Although the Greens and Christian Democrats express serious reservations with regard to the introduction of medical fees, an understanding was reached, and all but one of their deputies have now promised to support the reform package. However, a much more serious problem arose when six Civic Democrat deputies led by former Finance Minister Vlastimil Tlustý announced late last week that they could not support the reforms because the rebalance in taxes would lead to a heavier tax burden for many people in 2009. Mr. Tlustý said this could be amended by reducing the planned tax rebate cuts, and cornered just hours ahead of the crucial vote, the Prime Minister made the concession. He promised that the tax rebate cuts would be amended in the Senate, where the Civic Democrats hold a comfortable majority. However, the deal has raised grumblings of discontent from the party's coalition partners, the Greens and Christian Democrats, who point out that the amendment would mean a 35 billion crown loss for the state coffers, which would have to be made up elsewhere, most likely from regional budgets. Also, having tested his strength and won, Mr. Tlustý is said to be pushing still further, demanding more and more concessions from the beleaguered Prime Minister. Exasperated, Prime Minister Topolánek publicly accused him of wanting to bring down the government in order to satisfy his own ambitions. Monday brought a fragile ceasefire and a great deal of uncertainty about what is going on behind the scenes. If the reforms fall through on Tuesday, the Prime Minister would very likely resign, bringing down the entire cabinet. And because new elections are hard to trigger, this would mean talks on a new government based on the outcome of the last elections. Whether or not that happens rests largely on one man, the Prime Minister's main party rival, Vlastimil Tlustý.